Turkey launches major military operations across its border. Security necessity or dangerous escalation, this is Global Crossfire. I'm your host, and tonight we're examining Turkey's controversial military operations near its border region, the highest severity geopolitical action this week. Joining us, Dr. Sarah Mitchell, Senior Policy Analyst from Washington, D.C., Dr. Sophie Laurent, Director of the Parisian Center for Strategic Studies from Paris, Dr. Dmitry Volkov, geopolitics expert at Volga State Institute from Moscow, and Dr. Amara Okonkwo, development policy expert from Nairobi. Dr. Mitchell, Turkey is a NATO ally conducting unilateral military operations. How should Washington view this?
This is deeply concerning. Turkey's operations violate Syrian sovereignty and undermine the rules-based international order we've spent decades building. Yes, Turkey has legitimate security concerns, but unilateral military action sets a dangerous precedent. NATO allies don't get carte blanche to invade wherever they claim threats exist. Ankara needs to work through established diplomatic channels, not resort to force that destabilizes an already fragile region.
Dr. Volkov, she says Turkey is violating sovereignty and destabilizing the region. Your response?
What breathtaking hypocrisy. The same Washington that bombed Yugoslavia, invaded Iraq, and conducted countless humanitarian interventions now lectures Turkey about sovereignty. At least Turkey faces real security threats on its border, not manufactured pretexts for regime change. The West created this Syrian chaos through proxy wars and weapons shipments. Turkey is cleaning up your mess while protecting its citizens from terrorist infiltration.
But Dr. Volkov, Turkey is targeting Kurdish forces that fought alongside the West against ISIS. How is that cleaning up?
Turkey distinguishes between Kurdish civilians and PKK-affiliated militants who have killed thousands of Turkish citizens. The West conveniently ignores this when it suits their geopolitical games.
Dr. Laurent, Europe is caught between a NATO ally and concerns about sovereignty. How does Paris see this?
This exemplifies why Europe needs strategic autonomy. Turkey exploits NATO membership while acting unilaterally, creating facts on the ground that allies must accept. France has consistently opposed these operations. They violate international law and create humanitarian disasters. We cannot have alliance solidarity become a shield for aggression. Turkey's actions undermine European security interests and our partnerships in the region.
Dr. Okonkwo, what does this military action look like from Nairobi? How does the Global South view these power dynamics?
We see the same old pattern, powerful nations using military force when convenient, then hiding behind sovereignty when it suits them. The Global South faces constant lectures about democracy and human rights while watching this selective enforcement. Where was this outrage during Western interventions? At least Turkey is defending its actual border, not projecting power thousands of miles away for resources or influence.
Dr. Mitchell, Dr. Okonkwo just called out Western hypocrisy on military interventions. How do you respond to that charge?
That's false equivalence, Dr. Okonkwo. Western interventions involved coalition building, UN resolutions, humanitarian crises. Turkey is acting alone against former allies. There's a difference between multilateral action and unilateral aggression.
Multilateral, you mean forcing through Security Council resolutions while ignoring dissent? Libya had coalition support too. How did that work out? Turkey at least admits it's protecting its interests instead of hiding behind humanitarian rhetoric.
Libya was authorized by the UN Security Council. Turkey's operations have no international mandate whatsoever. That's not protecting interests, it's naked aggression disguised as counterterrorism.
Rapid fire round. Dr. Mitchell, should NATO invoke Article 4 consultations over Turkey's actions?
Absolutely. Alliance members need to address this before Turkey drags NATO into wider regional conflicts through fait accompli.
Dr. Laurent, is Turkey still a reliable ally for Europe?
Turkey is becoming a liability. Erdogan's authoritarianism and unilateral actions make genuine partnership increasingly impossible. Europe must plan accordingly.
Dr. Volkov, does Russia benefit from NATO's Turkey problem?
We benefit from Western hypocrisy being exposed. Turkey's actions show NATO's internal contradictions, democratic values versus strategic convenience.
Dr. Okonkwo, should developing nations choose sides in this dispute?
Never. We judge actions by consistent standards, not geopolitical convenience. Both sides need accountability, not selective moral outrage.
Closing statements, Dr. Mitchell.
International law matters. Turkey's unilateral actions threaten regional stability and alliance cohesion. Consequences must follow.
Dr. Lauren.
Europe cannot enable Turkish aggression through silence. Strategic autonomy means making hard choices about problematic partners.
Dr. Volka.
Western lectures on sovereignty ring hollow after decades of interventions. Turkey defends legitimate security interests.
Dr. Okonkwo.
Consistent principles over convenient politics. The Global South demands equal standards for all powerful nations.
Turkey's military operations expose deep fractures in alliance relationships and international law enforcement. Tomorrow, China's expanding presence in Latin America, partnership or predation. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire.